Well, welcome to this week's version of the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Nauer. Along with me, I have Coach Paul Thomas of the West Platte Blue Jays. And, Coach, this last week, I felt the game was very competitive between South Harrison and West Platte. And I know I saw some things in there that I was very impressed with. And, of course, I was also impressed with the South Harrison team, too. They're very good, and we saw that certainly Friday night. And I know that with what we saw, I felt there's several things that the West Platte Blue Jays could build on, Coach.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we felt like early we just couldn't get the ball moving, you know, and there towards the end of the second period, you know, we finally got it going and ended up scoring and making it 20-7. You know, I thought our defense, you know, was on the field way too much, and, you know, that's just from our offense not being, not getting her done early. So, you know, that'll help our defense out more once we get that thing straightened out a little bit.
Yeah, certainly. And I thought there was a time in the game, and of course, I know you'll mention some key points in the game here in a little bit, but at one time, Blue Jays got within 26-14. I thought we had a game on at that point, and I thought the Blue Jays actually had a chance to really get in there and possibly come back. But I know some things happened otherwise. But I felt pretty good at to that point, certainly in this game.
Yeah, and you know, at that point, 26-14, you know, they've got the football, and we've got them in a 3rd and 13, I believe, and we end up tackling the kid out of bounds and getting a late hit. And I really kind of thought that was the turning point because, you know, I felt like if we stopped him right there, you know, we're going to get the ball back and we're going to score again because we kind of had the momentum. But ended up they getting a first down and ended up scoring there and kind of putting the game out of reach. But, you know, I thought that was kind of a turning point of the game there late. And, I wasn't disappointed in our kids' effort. I thought they never quit, you know, and South Harrison's a good football team. But, you know, like I told them in Saturday meetings, you know, we've got a chance to meet those guys in the quarterfinals later on, you know, and we could see them again because I think they're going to win their district.
Yes, I saw a pretty good football team out there with South Harrison, certainly, and I think it's certainly an opportunity you can talk to your team about there as well. Well, Coach, you had a couple touchdowns there. The other night, they were two passing plays. Could you describe both of those plays to us?
Yeah, the first one was Trent Taylor, and just ran a smash route. And, you know, that's where Trent is running a quarter route, and Braden's running a post. And you know, Luke just threw a really nice ball, and Trent made a nice catch. And then the second one, we ran a wheel route off of a gator route, and, you know, just ran a nice route, and Luke put it in there right, really nice to Braden Cogan, and two nice plays for us, and we need more of that.
Well, folks, you can also see that on our Blue Jay clips that we have. We also have those instant replay during the game, as well as we also have them on social media where you can watch the clips of both of those plays with those two touchdowns for West Platte. And Coach, I'm certain there's some other silver linings in there. I know they had a very good running game, and certainly I think it's important to play teams with good running games to see, you know, certainly what your defense can build on as well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you know, we felt like we just weren't very technique sound, and you know, on some things as far as lining up, and there are things that we can correct on defense. And we had a good Saturday morning film session, and you know, the kids listen, and you know, we've had a good week of practice talking about that and getting back to getting our techniques the way we needed to be. And you know, I think that it'll be a different ball game on Friday night.
We're also seeing we've talked about the mix of players. You've got a mixture of guys that have played for a little while. You got some that are brand new to the game, and we certainly saw evidence of what they can do for your football team as well.
Exactly, you know, and we're getting some good snaps with those kids, you know, that haven't played very much, and you know, that's what we need at this point. You know, just get those kids snaps, and you know, the kids that have played a lot, you know, they're getting better and better. I thought Braden Cogan had an outstanding game on defense last week, you know, and you know, he's a kid that's played a lot of football for us, and you know, it shows.
And some accolades for your teammates, I know. You've had some I know some notoriety as far as some weekly awards passed out to your gentleman here the last couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. Brayden Kogan got the Player of the Week last week, and he got the James Sparks Player of the Week, and that's for the fireman that lost his battle with ALS, and that's through Jerome Tucker, our Rydell representative. And then we also have a turnover chain that we've got, and Trenton Holmes got that, and the kid that gets the last turnover of the game each week gets to wear the turnover chain during school that week.
Well, that's interesting, too, and thanks for mentioning that. We have that interception on instant replay clips as well, and certainly you can see all those plays that Coach talked about here through our website and watch the game again through our new instant replay program. Well, Coach, we'll be right back with us as we talk about the next opponent, the Lawson Cardinals, as well as we'll give a quick review of what we see in the KCI Conference. We'll be right back. The Shane Barty Law Offices, located in downtown Weston, Missouri, is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's to your best interest to turn to the Shane Barty Law Offices, located at 421 Main Street, Weston, Missouri, or give them a call for an appointment at 816-386-4025. At Big Buck Supply Company, they have an approach that allows a landowner and hunter to use tools that allow for large deer herd bucks to grow and thrive. Big Buck Supply Company's goal is to provide you with the products needed to manage your hunting area to create the best situation for a healthy and better deer hunting experience. Check out their products online on BigBuckSupply.com or give Chris Hyatt a call at 816-914-5972 and ask for an appointment to visit Big Buck Supply Showroom in Weston, Missouri. Reese Nichols, Weston Bend, provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols, Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. The Tin Kitchen is the top barbecue destination in the West Platte area and has also established itself to be in the top 20 barbecue restaurants in Kansas City. Tin Kitchen's menu features pecan wood smoked meats straight from the pit, slow smoke for up to 16 hours. It features pulled pork, brisket, chicken, and award-winning barbecue ribs. Stop by the Tin Kitchen at 509 Main Street in Weston, Missouri for a fantastic barbecue dining experience or check out their catering menu at www.tin-kitchen.com or call them at 816-640-0100. Well, welcome back to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. And, Coach, coming off of South Harrison, I think it may have prepped you pretty well for the team we got coming up. The Lawson Cardinals, certainly one of the stalwarts in the conference, and certainly I know a team that you've got to be very well prepared to play.
Yeah, most definitely. Todd Dunn and I go way back. We're good friends, and, you know, he does a great job over there, and they're going to try to run the football. Although this year they've thrown it at a 30% clip, which is a lot different for Todd. You know, they've ran the ball 70% of the time, but thrown it at a 30% clip. So a little bit different for Todd, and, you know, we're kind of the same way. You know, we're a 70 run, 30% run team now, a pass team. And, you know, we'll have to be ready. They got a great quarterback, and, you know, their defense flies around also. They play a 4-3, and it'll be an exciting game.
Well, certainly, I'm certain he probably does that to kind of match the personnel he has, you know, just like he's got, a very good quarterback, and his receivers have to be good as well. So possibly what Coach Dunn is doing is possibly fitting his personnel to meet the needs of the team right now.
Yeah, and that's exactly what he's doing, and, you know, that's what we're trying to do also. So, you know, it ought to be an interesting game. You know, Todd always does a great job with his kids, and be an interesting football game.
Well, we'll have that game for you on WestPlatteSports.com and MOKSSports.com. We don't know at this time if we'll have instant replay. We'll certainly give it a shot. It's all a matter of bandwidth, and we'll see when we get as we're ready to go. Regardless, we'll have a game to broadcast tomorrow night there from Lawson Stadium, Cardinal Stadium in Lawson, Missouri. Anyway, Coach, as we get ready for the game, certainly we are opening weekend of conference play, and Coach, it's once again seems like a very strong conference, top to bottom. It just seemed like it's going to be, I'd say, a good parity every week, and all the teams you play.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, Lawson and Lathrop, you know, I would say they're the two big dogs right now, and Mid-Bucks right in there with them. You know, they're 2-0, and, you know, Coach Fritz has got them going over there. And then I tell you, the kind of surprise team right now, I would say, is Plattsburgh. You know, they're 2-0, and, you know, the new coach over there is doing a good job, and that'll be an interesting matchup between them and North Platte. You know, and then East Bucks playing Penny. That's always, that'd be an interesting game also. So, you know, and then us and Lawson. So I'm pretty excited to see, you know, how the other games turn out this weekend.
East Buck and Penny, that one, I see where they've been 2-2 over the last 4 years, and that's always kind of a wild score-watching game between those two teams.
Most definitely, you know. And East Buck played South Harrison, you know, the first game, and, you know, we've seen them, and, you know, they're a pretty good football team this year, and, you know, they've played really well. So it'll be an interesting game to watch, see what happens between those two teams.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your feedback there, and certainly thanks for joining us here tonight as we will get ready for the game tomorrow night as the West Platte Blue Jays travel to Lawson. It'll be live on westplattesports.com. We hope to once again have the instant replay feature going once again. If we don't worry, we'll have it live tomorrow night. Well, for Jay Nauer and Coach Paul Thomas, thanks for joining us.